You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:09 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. If you miss anything, KVOI.com. If you want to find out more about the show, go to DeSimoneHQ.com. It links to Ed's famous Twitter page for the show, our YouTube page with lots of best ofs. Back to the KVOI, also the Elections 2020 page is also there. Today's Sunnyside Gives Day. We're helping the Sunnyside Foundation raise $50,000 to help students, parents, and kids. Go to the KVOI.com. You'll see a big Sunnyside Gives banner. Hit that and see if you can support the good people there. If you missed anything on the show, we had Pat from Sun Street giving us our real estate mortgage report. We had Jack Woolridge from the robberies unit of the TPD. We had the Deputy Secretary of the Interior of the United States, Catherine McGregor, who was just visiting the Buenos Aires Natural Preserve Refuge down on the border. And then today, our Food Tuesday guest today is something you might have seen on Facebook, you've heard some rumblings about, and it is the Arizona Sands Club. So we have Scott, the General Manager. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
And Matt, the executive chef. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Let's start with Scott. Tell us what a Arizona Sands Club and where specifically is it?
The Arizona Sands Club is a membership club at the University of Arizona, Lowell Stevens Football Facility.
Okay.
We're part of Club Corp, which is a company that has multiple golf courses and clubs around the United States. And we are happy to be here, and our opening day is October 1st. COVID in my brain.
Things are moving a little fast for you guys right now.
Things keep changing, as they say.
October 1st.
And what's going on October 1st?
We are open for lunch and dinner, which will be kind of a soft opening for us. We have about 240 members currently, and we hope to have about 350 members by then. And so we're open 6 days a week, Monday and Tuesday for lunch, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for lunch and dinner, and Saturday we're open for dinner.
So the going to the restaurant and the bar that you have there, that's for members only.
It is. It's a membership club. They can bring folks that aren't members, but you have to be a member to get in. Yeah.
Gotcha. Talk about this Matt guy on the food side. Give me a little history on this guy.
Well, Matt is the only person from Club Corp. He's been with the company around 6 years and comes from the stadium club side of the business, which is great for us because it is a chef-driven concept, and Matt has a great understanding of what the members are looking for, what their needs are, what their wants are, and is flexible in terms of what we're serving. So it's a big win to have him here in Arizona.
Matthew, where what was your previous gig before coming to Tucson?
So I actually started off at Baylor University. We actually have four other stadium clubs besides the Arizona Sands Club.
Okay.
So we've got University of Texas, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Florida State. I started off at Baylor University. I was there for about 3-4 years before I got transferred to another club.
Okay. What do you think about coming to Tucson?
I like it so far. I came down here for a little site visit, you know, early March, and kind of fell in love with it and decided to go ahead and take the gig, and then everything pretty much shut down as soon as I moved here.
So it's your fault. Thank you very much. Tell me about the menu. Tell me about building a menu for the Sands Club in Tucson, Arizona at the U of A.
So being from Texas, you know, I do have a lot of Southern roots, and you know, when we came here, I did a lot of research on, you know, what kind of foods are staples to the Tucson area, what kind of foods are staples to Arizona, and, you know, the Southwestern kind of feel to it.
Sure.
You know, went out to a couple different restaurants, at least the ones that were open, and tried to try a bunch of different
stuff to
try and figure out what people here like, or what people like here. So it's a nice blend of, you know, kind of Southern style with some Southwestern flair, because that's kind of my wheelhouse anyway, being from Texas and all. And you know, so we've got a lot of different angles that we try to do, from, you know, using meats and stuff from the university's meat processing plant, as well as finding local farms and stuff like that to source from.
The just looking at this menu, definitely You have a great, good variety of stuff. You're kind of venturing into some Southwest stuff. But tell me about, for some reason, I'm fascinated by oven-baked caprese. That's interesting. Tell me about that.
Sure. So that's just one of our handhelds on our lunch menu. It's just a caprese sandwich. We've got a nice rustic ciabatta bun that we're going to put that on. We've got some buffalo mozz, which is a little bit kind of softer, kind of richer form of mozzarella.
Sure.
Then we've got some vine-ripened tomatoes that give you that nice acidity to it. And then a little fresh basil as kind of like our lettuce, if you will. And then a nice little balsamic glaze to kind of sweeten that up a little bit and round all those flavors out.
Well, you got some fun stuff in here. I kind of like it, man. You're doing the crispy pork belly as a starter. I like that. Tell us about peppers and root. That's everyone and their mother is everyone's a shishito guy now. Tell me about a shishito.
Shishito peppers are just one of those things that are trending right now. It's an East Asian pepper. They're, you know, pretty mild in flavor. About 1 in 8 you'll get is spicy, and then when that you get that 1 in 8, it kind of lights you up a little bit sometimes. Not me, because I'm used to spicy stuff, but you know, we got some nice little tempura battered lotus root to go with that, and a nice little ponzu dipping sauce. It's kind of like a citrus soy, a little bit of spice to that dipping sauce for that.
Where are you getting your hydroponic bibs lettuce?
We get Stern Produce. So it the hydroponic bib lettuce, it comes in alive, actually. So it actually has the root still attached to it with a little bit of, you know, the soil still attached. That way it's got a longer shelf life on it.
All right, so just tell me one more. I got one more item I want to ask you about. Tell me about club charcuterie. There's some interesting stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a pretty interesting board. So a charcuterie board is pretty much just like a meat and cheese platter board, if you will. You know, I make a duck bacon in-house. I, you know, cure it in like a molasses kind of blend, a little bit of coffee notes in there, and then smoke it off. And then we got a nice little pork rillette, which is pretty much any kind of, you know, it's I take pork and, you know, stew it down in its own fat sort of thing and shred it up and turn it into more of a spread. We're trying to get in touch with the Forbes Meat Company that's in town.
They've
got a nice little pate de champagne that's on that board. And unfortunately, they have not opened back up yet, so I might have to rework that just a little bit. Then you've got some nice little pickled vegetables on there, which I pretty much use. I'm using cauliflower, some baby mini peeled carrots called heritage carrots, with some French beans called haricot verts. Then we're putting on some artisanal cheeses that will probably rotate on a pretty regular basis. I think I got a nice little Guinness cheddar to start off with.
Very nice.
And then we've got some barrio breads. We've got their pan rustico that we're going to use there to get some nice crostinis on there and get them nice and grilled up and seasoned.
Look at you.
Well. And then I've got a bacon tomato jam that I make in-house that's that really knocks a lot of people's socks off.
You take the bacon to tomato tomato jam, Don's bread, and then you had duck bacon. I mean, that's kind of a winner right there on that.
Oh,
whole
yeah
thing.
We try to make sure we cover all little bit of everything, so if everybody, somebody orders it for the table and, you know, you got multiple people at the table, you know, everybody's happy.
No, it looks like a great menu. Scott, tell me what is and or either or Matt, you guys are other than eating and drinking, what are the other things that are activities for members of Arizona Sands Club that are going to be available?
Yeah, I mean, we try to do a little bit of everything to keep it fresh.
Right.
Everything from wine pairings to brunches, barbecues, Oktoberfest sampling in October. We'll have live music when we're able to have live music, watch parties. We have the championship coming up in NBA. We'll do a big Super Bowl event. We'll do a lot of different things within to just keep the members from, you know, getting bored and getting stale. So.
And then at the same time, people who aren't members can still engage your services and locations for private events, correct?
They can. There's a benefit of being a member, but if you're a non-member, we have access to the entire field as well as the facility that surrounds us. So a non-member certainly can do an event.
How much is a membership to the Sands Club?
It ranges from faculty to a one membership, so anywhere from $30 to $180.
Okay. I've heard worse.
Yeah, no, it's actually a fantastic deal. The perks with being a one member is golf, 2 rounds in all our golf courses every month, discounts in the restaurant, just access if you're in Phoenix to the 3 golf courses we have there. So it really is a wide membership.
Well, and young Adam was saying that you're going to have some kind of some working spaces that if people want to come in and get some work done and they don't have an office, or maybe they just don't want to go to their office and they want that, that's also available.
It is. It definitely is a workspace as well. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 spaces throughout the facility. We have a boardroom that members do not pay a fee to be able to access any of that space. So whether it's a meeting for 2 or a meeting for 40, it's open to our members to be able to utilize that space.
And you should be going to azsandsclub.com to find out more about membership and if you need to talk to them about a private event or something like that. Tell me about Adam real quick. He's not on the air today because he's very shy, but tell me about Adam.
Adam's pretty shy. Adam is outgoing. Adam is definitely has the Rolodex here in Tucson, knows a lot of people.
Owes a lot of people money, too.
He owes me a few bucks as well. But Adam is outgoing. The best thing about Adam is he wants to do events on a nightly basis. He wants to do things that make sense here in Tucson, but he definitely wants the membership to utilize the facility on a daily basis. Again, whether it's a meeting or whether it's for dinner or whether it's just to come in and enjoy a wine pairing, a beer dinner, whatever the event's going to be. So he definitely is going to drive that throughout the year.
Awesome. All right. Well, it's azsandsclub.com. Chef, real quick, what did you bring us to eat today real quick before we let you go?
So I brought you a couple of my signature items. I've got a nice little crispy pork belly that sits on top of a sweet potato mash with pickled mustard seeds and a guajillo coulis.
Made Ed very happy.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty tasty. You try it back
you guys
there.
Eat like this all the time?
Oh, yeah.
This is good, man. Wow.
Then the other dish I brought you is another signature of mine. It's a nice little fried green tomatoes with a Cajun remoulade and pickled shrimp.
Look at you.
I didn't know that's what that was. I'm going, this is like lamb or something. I wasn't sure, you know. It's a fried green tomato.
Lamb.
Yeah.
What are you smoking back there,
well,
bro?
It's like that color, and I didn't know it was a vegetable.
Everything's like the impossible.
It's
impossible meat.
Wow.
All right.
My pork is what I thought it was.
azsandsclub.com. And I feel like Matt wants you to mention one more thing. What is that, Matt?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that for new members that are wanting to sign up, that we are waiving initiation fees through October 1st.
Okay.
And you will be considered a founding member, which actually comes with a little extra perks.
Awesome. All right. Well, guys, good luck. I know it's a weird time now, but this is a great idea, and all the success in the world.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. You're on the Wake Up Tucson Show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Remember, azsandsclub.com to find out more. David Coverdale's birthday today. Did an album with a guy named Jimmy Page, I think. Wake up. All right. 8:27 in the morning. Went long with the crew from the AZ Sands Club. We might have some future plans with them, so keep your ear out. Let's go right to the phones. One of my favorite guys in town, Fernando Gonzalez. He's running for Pima County Supervisor. What's going on, young man?
Oh, not much. Living the dream like you
Like you say.
No, I just wanted to invite everybody to our campaign office. We're having an open house today. It's located at 2913 East 22nd Street. We're going to be here. Well, we're going to be here all day, but the open house is going to be from 5 to 7. So we're inviting everybody to come in. Democrats and independents, welcome.
Fernando, where specifically is the office on 22nd?
It's between Tucson Boulevard and Country Club on the north side of 22nd.
Okay.
So we're just asking everybody to swing by and say hi and see how they can help. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to announce this, Chris. I appreciate it.
Anytime. So come see the brand new Fernando Gonzalez campaign office, open house. Meet Fernando. He wants to meet with Republicans, Democrats, even Green registers. Whatever you are, he'd love to come see you. And remember, north side of 22nd between Tucson Boulevard and Country Club.
Yes. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
All right. Say hi to Katie for me.
I will. Bye.
Later, buddy. All right. Let's go to the bottom of the hour news. Christy Simone, Ed Alexander. This hour of Wake Up Tucson brought to you by the good friends at Cabco AZ, Central Arizona Block. 3 great locations. Wetmore, Valencia, and out in Sierra Vista, who doesn't wear masks anymore in Sierra Vista. Joan Jett, happy birthday. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 Voice.
It's for Adriana this morning.
My favorite all-time worst song in the world is Debbie Boone's birthday today. Nothing to do with how much I hate it. It's about how much I love Adriana.
Oh, so my that's what that Lord. Is. Look at that.
You light up my life.
Wow, look at that. Hey!
Hello.
Adriana. The spicy
Adriana. I am going to light up somebody, let me tell you.
Here we go. All
right. Be ready. I'm thinking, let's just put it that way.
I'm thinking of that Fall Out Boy song. Light 'em up, up, up. Light 'em up, up, up. Well, who are you lighting up today?
Well, I'm really upset because it's campaign season again, and people are tearing down signs. This is worse. I mean, take the sign if you want it, but when you're going around and putting vulgar graffiti on it, that's worse.
Who did that happen to?
So this happened, I was coming down Houghton from 22nd down to where I live on the corner. Well, anyway, her sign, Justine Watzek's sign,
right,
had a vulgar thing painted on, sprayed on her sign. And I'm like, what the heck? That is just disgusting. And so, as you know, 2 years ago, I did find someone actually taking down a sign, and I took him to court. We went to court. The person now has a misdemeanor on their record, and she had to pay a fine. So I'm going to the see something, say something. I want everyone out there to keep an eye on all the signs, because it doesn't matter which political party you are, it's still against the law, okay? So the more people we have out there looking at the sign, maybe this person who's doing this vulgar act will be caught. That's where we're at.
Well, I mean, if they're going to, climb up on billboards and write F a cop on a giant billboard, why wouldn't they, go after a campaign sign that's lower?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. It's the same person, because it's the same tag on all her signs. So I talked to Justine, and it's happening on all her signs. So she said yesterday that she was out collecting signs where people had called to tell her, or that she had seen that was being done to her sign. And signs aren't cheap.
You are correct.
You got to pay for those signs, and then, people take the time to put them up. You got people who support her, and they're out there, helping the candidate by putting signs up. And now to have someone just come and do this is wrong. And I think, for one thing, I haven't seen that happen before to a female candidate. It's wrong to begin with. But the fact that she's a female candidate and they're and I'm going to say it, I do believe it's a Democrat who's doing this. They're the party of, intolerance, really, not tolerance. And that they're doing this to a female is just beyond. So I would say call the party and tell them that they don't condone this kind of action. That's what I want. And that they themselves own up to it, the party as a whole.
They ain't going to do that. Sorry.
Oh, I know they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. That's the thing. Where is it? What you stand for? Women's rights, women, women, women. And then what? This is being done to a female candidate.
I will tell you that Billy number two was telling me that up in his usually quiet neighborhood in the OV, a neighbor of his who had a Trump sign in his front yard, Trump sign either broken or stolen, and they slashed his tires of his vehicle that was in his driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So Chris King apparently went out Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah, Sunday night, and put out all brand new Trump signs. They were all gone yesterday. All of them. Every single one of them, from what I was told. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
They have such class, right?
Yeah. See something, say something. Go out there and keep your eyes on all the signs, okay? And if you see somebody, start doing what they do. Take out your phone, take a picture of their license plate, because you don't even have to actually interact with them. Just take a picture of their license plate, take a picture of them and where they're at, what they're standing with the sign, without the sign, and just tell them this is a misdemeanor. I'm going to file a report. Go home, file the report online, or if you can get someone to come down, file it. But follow through. That's the whole thing. Follow through.
Amen, sister. Amen. Well, again, you have been very active out there doing a lot of things and helping lots of different candidates. So I couldn't think of a better person to come on and talk about such things. So keep doing what you're doing, young lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, everybody.
Say hi to that beautiful husband of yours.
I will. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Bye, Adriana.
Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, because we've had such a great guest today and we had a couple of things to talk about, I'm looking at Ed Alexander, we had the old computers here when we first started the show. If he had more than four windows open, it started really getting sketchy for him.
Yeah.
And I remember him yelling one time at the computer, and Higgins and I laughing our rear ends off because he said, I got too many windows open, too many tabs.
It's true.
So I'm looking at my what I did this morning on stories I wanted to cover, and there's 24 tabs.
See?
So I am going to run through 24 tabs in one segment.
You're crazy.
When we come back.
But we knew that, right?
I forgot. One of our listeners, maybe it was Al or somebody, suggested Bear Trees. And now this song's in my regular semi-groove. So.
Really good song. Fleetwood Mac, Bear Trees. It's, hey, autumn. First day of autumn. Leaves are falling. It's 60 degrees. Not. So Chris said, if you want to hear somebody sing this song, try Whitney Houston. Well, you know what? Whitney Houston hits the notes. These are actually tones as compared to the stuff that Debbie Boone did for 100 years.
There's so many, you know, there's so many listeners who love that Debbie Boone version.
I know.
That we're just being jerks.
But
Whitney does nail it.
Yeah. Of course.
She nails most songs.
Exactly.
That's why she's Whitney.
Thank you. I needed that.
8:47 in the morning. Ed, I need you, while you're on your YouTube, give me a saber dance. We need saber dance.
Coming up, Poon.
Here we go. We got so many things we got to go through to get this crap off my list. Here we go. Here we go. All right, there's a KOLD story called Arizona Confronts High Rates of COVID-19, and they showed a story of a family with their baby, right? And then when you look more closely at the thing, it says, their 8-month-old son, James, is among those who had coronavirus, right? And then they're certain that he had coronavirus, even though he tested negative.
Hell, there you
go. So I'm looking at the story, and they show this couple with their beautiful baby, and they're talking about how corona and the youth, and then they said, oh, we think he had it, but when he got tested, he never had it. But somehow, this is a KOLD story. So, I mean, this is not even, but freaking, this is Kathleen Cipher or something. Come on, Catherine. Weak sauce. Tucson police arrest 19-year-old for two deadly shooting. Do you see the picture of this kid?
Yeah, he looks like he's 14.
He looks like he's at 14.
He's a stinking killer.
And he's killing people.
Yeah.
Ugh, so sad.
Guess what? People get killed every day in this damn town. It's not news anymore because it's so out of hand.
All right, so I see the story about Hotel Congress is back open on October 1, right?
I'll tell you about it on October 1st.
But here's the part of it, okay, that's so funny. Matt got a great point on this. Here's Kozachik going, oh, the U of A, the Rona, everyone's dying. Arrest the kids. Lock them down. Blah, 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 right? And then, oh, the neighborhood next door downtown, we're ready and open for business.
Yeah.
Come on down, everybody.
Yeah. Even the lefties are ready to open for business.
You don't even, but that's, Steve, this is classic Norman Bates. Is this Norman Bates or his mother that's living in there, right? Because it's not like Steve is saying, why don't you come down the main gate square? He ain't saying that, but he is saying, you know, the neighborhood next door, the Rona doesn't get over there. But don't go anywhere near the U of A because they're all going to die. Come on. All right. What else we got? Remember, that's right. Kozachik wants the university to test all of the students. All of them.
How about the neighbors?
All right. We got to get going. Let's see. The saber dance is, somewhere there was a party of 300 kids who had a party? Where the hell did that happen?
I don't know. It's a party place.
Dean Wormer, a.k.a. Bobby Robbins.
I know.
There was a party over 300. Where was a 300-person party? Where do you park? Lindsey Graham. He already said on Hannity last night, we're doing it. Trump's going to, we're doing this. Trump said he's dropping a candidate on Friday or Saturday.
Saturday,
and they're going to get this done before the election.
He said, he came out this morning, said it's going to be Saturday.
He says, Lindsey Graham said that everyone on the Republicans on the judiciary are ready to go with this, and we have enough votes in the Senate. Let's roll. I if he does, again, Justice Lagoa from Florida, please have the Democrats go whack them. I just look. I'll never get to. I'll have to save this for tomorrow. The Kamala threat, the Californianization of America. This is in thehill.com.
That's scary.
We'll get to that before it's all over. I looked at the National Coronavirus Recovery Commission roadmap, a path forward for businesses, churches, and charities. And I looked at the document, and I actually put a search, you know, when you do a control F to look for a word in a document. I put the word mask, and it never showed up in the roadmap back to America from the bipartisan coronavirus commission. Let's see. We did Lindsey Graham already. A judge ruled in Wisconsin that they will now have an extra 6 days after Election Day to count votes as long as they were postmarked by Election Day.
So wait a minute. What?
So in Wisconsin, a huge battleground state, right? The judge said that as long as you can mail it now from your house on Election Day, and they'll have 6 days to count those.
Stop it. Nobody in the United States does not know that there's an election coming up. Come on.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's doing it right. Doug Ducey, go hang out with Ron DeSantis. He'll help you out. He announced proposed legislation Monday allowing their state to withhold funding from municipalities that defund police. So if you're a municipality in the state of Florida, this legislation would actually possibly, you know what they'll probably do is they'll take the amount of money you defunded your police, they'll probably take that out of your state shared revenue. So I think that's a hell of a legal case whenever that happens. I already told Catherine McGregor, Deputy Secretary of the Interior, about the migrants rescued after being stuck on the new border wall. Good. That sucker's high. When you see how high these guys are trapped up there. The Department of Justice listed New York City, Portland, and Seattle, Washington, as jurisdictions that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction of American cities. Out in an official memo by White House Budget Director set the guidance to federal agencies on withdrawing funds from cities in less than 2 weeks.
Yes. Seattle, Portland, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Correct.
Stop it.
What they call, quote, lawless cities.
Lawless cities.
the announcement includes the criteria of jurisdictions forbidding police force from intervening to restore order, whether the jurisdiction has withdrawn law enforcement protection from a geographical area, like that stupid, you know, whatever zone in Seattle, right? The government told them not to go anywhere near there. Whether the jurisdiction disempowers or defunds police departments. Whether the jurisdiction unreasonably refuses to accept offers of law enforcement from assistance from the federal government.
Defunding.
And any other related factors that the Attorney General deems appropriate. What else do we
get? The president said, my administration will not allow federal tax dollars to fund cities that allow themselves to deteriorate into lawless zones.
Nancy Pelosi was on Kara Swisher of the New York Times in an interview where Swisher, a tech journalist with Left Wing News, was pushing Pelosi to commit to doing more to fight back against Donald Trump. This is the following exchange. All right, I'm going to press you one more time, Speaker. What is your power to do this? I get the election. You can get up more. You can speak out more. You can do more impeachments, things like that. Do you have enough power? Well, this is the Pelosi quote. Quote, well, we can impeach him every day of the week for anything he does.
And she will. Thank you.
Actually, there is a thing called the... You cannot. The Constitution says the president cannot be impeached for anything. It has to be for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. So Nancy saying she can impeach him every day of the week for anything. We love the honesty, girl. We love it a lot. I love this. The Arizona Daily Star's big coronavirus update is 37 new cases in Tucson area. Big whoop.
Whoop. Out of thousands of tests.
You're almost running out of gas on this one, guys. You're almost running out of gas on this one. Andy Biggs also wrote a great op-ed in The Hill about how, it's coming back to me now, businesses who are basically, remember we talked about that economic like eminent domain where they can just close your businesses and it's okay?
Yeah.
He did a really great piece in the hill.com talking about how these governors, mayors, and things like that, there has to be some sort of price for them doing that. It's called governors and mayors should take responsibility for the pain inflicted on businesses by lockdowns. Dr. Scott Atlas, we love him from Stanford. He's now on the coronavirus task force. Thank goodness. Has a great piece in the New York Post. It's called Science Says Colleges Should All Reopen. Virtual learning is a poor substitute for education and the development that happens on campus. The students most at risk for falling behind from distance learning are those from lower and middle income families. Minority students are 50% less likely than others to return to colleges if they close their campuses. Science and data will tell us young people are extremely low risk for serious illness. CDC data shows that 0.2% of deaths have been of those under the age of 25.
0.2%
of 1%. So, just to give you the numbers, in a country of 330 million,
yeah,
that's 400 people under the age of 25.
U of A students.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the numbers of what people under the age of 25 also die from. 807 people under the age of 25, 807 instead of 400, die of the regular flu every year.
Twice as many.
All right. 4,600 from accidents, 6,800 from suicides, and 5,500 from homicides from the National Vital Statistics from the CDC. What else do we got here today? So that's another one you got to check out, Dr. Scott Atlas on that. And let's get to Alex Berenson, my New York Times, ex-New York Times guy who's one of the part of Team COVID Reality. Hashtag COVID burned out in Sweden on its own. COVID burned out in Florida on its own. COVID burned out in Manaus on its own. COVID burned out in Arizona on its own. COVID burned out in Japan on its own. And he says, what about when it burns out in France on its own in about 4 weeks or Spain? I'm just telling you, viruses are going to virus. I keep telling you that. We keep saying that. And again, when you see these people quoting cases at you, it doesn't hold much water anymore. We're in a whole different world than we were 6 months ago. All right, let's get the heck out of here. Zach is coming up. Ed, is it Sunnyside Gives Day today?
I think so.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Go to KVOI.com, find out all about it, how you can help the Sunnyside School District today. And if we do, the superintendent's going to dye his hair. He's going to dye it blonde. I think we should buy it like green or something. Or
that's the best
blue.
Steve's coming up with if we come or up red. With 50 G's. He's got to do better than that. I'm going to come up with something better for Steve. All right. Zach Yenser.
Yeah.
Have you met Zach?
Heck of a guy.
Heck of a guy.
I like that guy.
Beautiful beard. I mean, he has
he's impeccable from head to toe. Are you kidding me?
His hair's pretty nice, too.
He's a good dude.
And then, of course, we have Hugh Hewitt. We got Bill Buckmaster at noon. We have Dave Ramsey, Lee Habib. It's a heck of a lineup we got going over here at the Wake Up Tucson KVOI mothership. So, Ed, have a great day.
Have a nice Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
What are we doing tomorrow?
We're doing Dr. Bedoya is going to come here and look at my mouth again.
Nice.
And we'll have the Musicians Museum inductees and more tomorrow.
I'm going to interview Ed tomorrow, believe it or not. That's semi-compelling radio.
There you go. Whoops.
Just play it again and get it out of here.
I am. I'm just waiting for it to play again. That's all.
There we go. All right, everyone, have a great day.